Experience Guruji Srivastava, a master, a mystic, a poet, teaching the celebration of life as a way to total liberation. The topic of this podcast is Born to Liberate.
No matter what you do, if you realize you are suffering, this is not what you want, because this is only one life. Then you have to bring new components into your life. So simple. New components. The beginning components are given to the dependent body. Dependent body means when you are born, when you are a child, you are dependent on your parents, isn't it? You can't decide which dress you are going to put, pink or blue. You can't decide what kind of hairstyle you are going to have. You can't decide what name you are going to have. You can't decide what religion you are going to have. Which country you are going to live. The way you live. The food you eat. You are not able to decide anything. Because it all given to this dependent body. By the parents, by the society, by all the surroundings. No one is trying to do anything wrong to you. It is very, very important. Everyone is doing their best to express their love, the way they know how to take care of you. It is very important. So don't start to fight against the parents or society. That is not right. Everyone is doing their best to help you, to love you. But this is what they know. This is what happened to them. So they repeat the same story to you. In this you come to know you are suffering. This is not you at all. The suffering also not belongs to you. The person whom they are talking about, you also not you. So you want re-raise yourself. The old imprint, old experiences, which is stored in you, gives this perception, this life experience. Every perception brings certain experiences. The way you look at the life look at you. You understand? The way you look at the life look at you. And you are suffering the way life is treating you. You are not aware. The way you are treating the life is treating you back. It's a package. So you have to bring some changes. If you want the life to treat you differently, you have to bring changes the way you treat this life. So get to know how to approach this life. This life is nothing but the way I approach myself. The way I approach me, I am approaching this life. This life is nothing but me, good or bad. So, I want to change the way I perceive. Or I can also say, I don't want to suffer anymore. I want to bring new experiences into my body, new experiences into my life, so that those experiences will influence my senses, where I look at things, the way I understand, where I hear, where I taste, everything will change. The way I perceive, the way I sense changes, my experience changes. My experience changes, what I create also changes, what I sense also changes. So the new cycle takes place in one's life. This process you call a transformational process, or you are in a spiritual path, darkness to light, ignorance to truth, whatever you call it. Now you have to see, what are the components I want to bring to let go of my old? It is important to know, in the spiritual field, everyone wants to let go of the past, the full-time job to let go. It is important to know. Unless you let in, nothing will go out. Something need to come inside of you. There's nothing called the emptiness. Nothing called emptiness. The so-called emptiness you claim is nothing but information which is not conflicting you. Otherwise, you have a lot of experiences, information stored in your body. Those informations make you to sense this life. Then the life which you are sensing is conflicting to you. Do you understand? So you are in suffering, you are in fight with the life. When you don't have this fight, doesn't mean you are empty. No, it means you got new information. And through this new information, you are perceiving this life. In this perception and the way you are, the way life is, there's no any friction. There's no any conflict. There's a peace in it. Let go means, I can't just let go. How it will go? I need to bring new experiences. My body had very limited space. Kind of hard disk, limited space. A lot of old information is stored in this hard disk. I want to empty it. In technically hard disk you can erase it. But the human body, it is not like that. It will be replaced with the new information. The information which is natural, not cultural. Liberation, when you talk about the enlightenment, is nothing but attaining one's natural state. Not you become religious. Not you become a master of making rituals and become a scholar of the scripture. Not at all. All the cultural information is deleted and you are governed by natural information. You are a natural being, one more species living among all other species. We are co-living, co-creating this life together. To let go of the past, you have to welcome the presence into you. If you are not allowing the presence to enter into you, the past will continue the future. That's why mind is always futuristic mind, constantly in the future, constantly is creating future, because it is not able to be in present. Our mind has no information about the present, how to deal with the present. It perceives the present through the past and it creates the future through the past. To bring transformation into your life, one thing needs to happen. Past needs to stop, so future is not there. Our future needs to stop, so that past is not there. Because they are, you know, clubbed with each other. The future is a projection of the past. The present. If you want to let go of the past, you have to allow the presence to enter into you. Then the question is, what kind of presence I want to allow inside of me? Because now you are grown up. You are not in the dependent body, you are in the independent body. When you are small, you are in the dependent body. Now you are grown up, you are in an independent body. So you can see what experience I don't want to have. I don't want to have suffering, I don't want to suffer. As a grown-up, you want to learn what kind of information or what kind of experience I want to let in so that the past can dissolve. So we can say, I want to bring peace into my life. Want to bring freedom into my life. Beauty into my life. Bliss into my life. Sense of living in abundance into my life. Love into my life. When the love, beauty, freedom is experienced together, that is sacred. I want this sacredness into my life. So, whatever you do in your life, whether you are planning for the business or education or meeting friends, no matter whatever plan you make, you ask this question, will it free me? This business will bring freedom to me, beauty into me, peace into me, because this is your investment. Your investment is not only your money. Your investment, your freedom. Your investment, you say, I'm going to study for 5 years. It's not 5 years of, you know, what you pay as a fee. 5 years of freedom too. 5 years of peace. 5 years of excitement. Anxiety, isn't it? You put everything into it. And your profit need to be multiplied freedom, multiplied peace. Can you postpone it for the future? I'll be in peace one day. I'll be free one day. I'll be in love one day. It's not possible. Only now is the truth. Only now is your reality. Bring this, allow this, get to know about it. Get to know all the people around you, all the activities around you, all the dreams you have, desires you have. Get to know, will it bring peace, freedom, bliss, love, beauty? If not, try to change those components. Actively try to bring those components into your life. Your transformation will be faster. So simple. By eating 3 banana every day, the peace is entering into your life. Then eating banana is your spiritual path. By eating mango every day, you started to see everyone is equal to you. You are not discriminating. You are not feeling that you are superior than anyone. Just by eating 3 mango every day, then that 3 mango is the very profound spiritual path. No matter what you do, it's not important that you are standing upside down or meditating for 10 hours per day and mastered in all kind of rituals and you know all the chants in all kind of traditions. It is not important. It is important what is your experience. It is important how much you are including everyone into your life. How much you are expanding yourself. How much boundaries lost in you. That's what defines your spiritual path. Your likes, dislikes, your way of looking at the life, everything, that's a story. Everything is entered somehow, a different time, through teachers, through books, through movies, through songs, through poetry, through dresses, through food. Everything happened to you, brought something into you. Now you see, this is what it made me, the way I am. It is not meant to justify. This all happened to me, so I am like this. No. This is to liberate from me. The way I lived, the way life treated me, the way I approached the life, the way the life approached me, the situation which I was born and brought up, raised, is all engraved in me and made me to sense, feel, experience, perceive, project in this way. If you realize, what will happen? You will stop blaming the world first. Because if different things took place in my life, my way of looking at the life will be different. My reality will be different. The concept of me will be different. So we don't have to blame the whole world. We don't have to blame anyone. We take this as an opportunity. Every situation which I've born, I'm born to liberate that situation. That's the only goal. I'm born in that situation. There can't be any other karma. That's the only karma which I born with, to liberate from that. It's not to justify it. I born in fear to liberate from fear. By liberating myself, I'm also liberating that fear itself. Because this fear is born into everyone. I born into doubt. I born in fear, born in guilt, born in shame, born in pain. I born into that so that I can liberate it. So that it is not continuing after me. That's the meaning of this life. Every situation you born is not escape from the situation. Every situation which you born, it is not to be pacified by that situation. You born so that the situation is not continuing after you. Your life gives a new dimension to the situation, to that attitude. Your life is very meaningful. Every one of you, through your thoughts, words and action, you are giving a new direction to the evolution. So don't underestimate you. What is important is your inner experience. That is a very foundation of liberation.
Guruji Srivastava's profound teachings are a life-affirming guidance to free ourselves from all conditionings, to inquire the purpose of life and to rediscover oneself and the life of the cosmic being on this planet. Welcome to explore your highest human potential.